glad this morning. You may be seated. That's good singing.
That's pretty good singing. I think y'all ought to get you a bus and go on the road. Good to see everybody here. If you're visiting for the first time, if you would please fill out a visitor's card. It won't take you but just a second to put just a little information on the card. And if that person's with you, you make sure they get the card and fill it out, okay? And drop it in the offering plate in just a few moments. And we'll just praise the Lord for the fact that He has made it our opportunity to be here together. Isn't it good to be together in the house of the Lord? So if you are visiting for the first time, we're so glad to have you. And if you don't have a church home, we would love to invite you here at Liberty Fellowship. We have a real special treat for you today. One of my all-time favorite groups is going to be singing today. And that's not on them. That's because I know the spirit in which they sing. And I think they would tell you the same thing. So you're in for a little treat. And we also want to let you know that when you leave here, you don't have to go to your finest restaurant to eat. You can go to the finest Rotary Park right up the street, two blocks, and we'll feed you real, real good. I promise you, you won't leave hungry, okay? So if you brought your other clothes you want to put on so that you can go and play in the little playground there next door, all you adults I'm talking about. There's a playground right next door, and it's a place where you can walk through the woods. It's just a wonderful place to be, and we hope that you'll stay and eat with us. So that's important. Now, that is for my drops in my eyes, and I want you all to know that. So I thought I'd go ahead and do that. I don't know why it does that, because maybe somebody can tell me. I've got the sound cut off muted. Why does it do that? Well, but I'm muted. No. Anyway, on a good note here, my eyes are doing good. I go to see the retina specialist in the morning, and I'm sure they're going to say, well, let's just take a look and see how good they are. And they're going to tell me, you're doing really good. We're proud of you. You did well on your drops, even though your church knew when you were supposed to get them. I ran out of steroid drops days ago. I'm now just doing anti-inflammatory, and I'm going to put those things in there till I'm gone with them too, because they cost me $60. I'm going to use them, wouldn't you? Yeah. Okay, there was a couple things in the bulletin. If you didn't get a bulletin, there's still some out there in the vestibule. You can get you one because it's got some things on it that you might want to know that's coming up. But remember, we will not be having service this evening because we're going to be together up in the park area this afternoon. So please come and stay, and don't eat and leave. Eat and hang around and talk. That's why we do this, right? We spend some time together. We want you to do that. If our ushers would come forward, we'll receive our morning offering. This is a good time for you to give. Some of you have mentioned the roof that we just put on our building, and if you want to give extra in your income for that, that would be fine. Don't let it be a burden on you, but some have asked me, and I just say, yeah, just put it in, notate it for the building fund or for the roof, and it'll be fine, okay? We have extra added expense all the time. That's why we have tithes and offerings, right? And then we give over and above that sometimes for other things. And today for the group, we're not taking up a special offering for the group. If you want to give something extra today, you can, but the church has already taken care of that. So we just want you to come and rejoice. Worship. Don't have your mind on anything else today. Don't have it on going up to Rotary Park. We're going up there. Don't worry about it. The beans will be there. We just want you there to have a good time. But here, before we go up there, we're going to have a good time in the Lord right here. We are. Let's bow our heads and ask the Lord to bless this. Henry, would you do that? Father, we thank you. Amen. We do have a couple visitors' cards here, I suppose. Les, are you going to Children's Church? Okay. Just want to know. I want my kids to hear the music, okay? Those are my kids. Leave them here. Right? Okay. I got the Loves here. Is that Sabrina or Sabrina, okay, just want to make sure. I couldn't hardly see the R, but the R is there now that you said that, Sabrina. No, it's actually beautiful. That's why I'm not used to it. I'm used to trying to figure it all out. It's so good to have you with us. And Mark and Brandy and Zane Lowe. Mark and Brandy, there you go. Good to have you all with us today. Now, I guess... Is Zane the little man? Hi, little man. I love it when the kids wave at me. That's my kids. I got to tell you all this. The card says Christopher. I'm going to say Chris because that's how I know Chris. I had the opportunity to go out and meet with Chris and his wife Tracy this past week. And it was so refreshing to me. I stayed too long. I ate supper with them, and Tracy tried a new dish on me, and it was good. Me and Chris both went back for seconds, and it was real good. And I found out, and you know, I come to a conclusion that you won't know until you get out there and find out what's going on. You may wonder about a person all your life and say, I wonder how they do, how they are. You know, what do they like? What do they not like? What, you know, you won't know until you go and talk to them. I went in and found that Chris was a whole lot like me, or I'm a whole lot like him one. We both like Fords. That's a praise item. We both like guns. We both wave the American flag. We both are Tennessee fans. Isn't that great? And I had a wonderful time with Chris, and it was so good. I'd heard Tracy talk about Chris all the time, and I wanted to meet him. And Chris said he would be here this morning. And I am so glad, Chris, to see you. I am. Tickles me to death, but to see the smile on your wife's face is better than anything I could feel. It is. It is. God's good, folks. And we're not here to celebrate this building, Liberty Fellowship Church. We're here to celebrate the Lord who put us here as Liberty Fellowship Church. It's all about him. He put his hand on this work, I do believe, don't you? I do believe that. We have witnessed and served so many people over the years the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it's been good. We've seen people saved for years. We've seen people go on from here on to glory. It's been good. God has put us here, and we celebrate the fact that he came to Calvary to die for us. We celebrate that. We celebrate the fact that he's coming back to get us again. That's what we celebrate. We celebrate him and not this work. We celebrate the work because it's of him. So we celebrate today that we've got no name but his. Here, we celebrate that because he brought them here. The last time they were here, I was about to shout. In fact, I think I did a time or two. I was out of my head. I don't remember. But I just love the spirit in which they sing. And I want you to get into that spirit today and enjoy No Name But His. Would y'all come on, please? I thought I was going to have to beat them and run them up here. Now, see, there's that thing. I don't know what else to do except turn it all the way off. You got the same problem? I feel good then. Okay, it won't do it again. I'm going to stay up here and sing the first one with them. No, I won't.
It's good to be with you all today. How are you doing?
Great.
Great sunny morning. A good day to praise the Lord, isn't it?
Amen.
That's what we're here for. Praise him. We hope that you are too. Sing along with us if you want to. We're going to have some fun in the Lord.
Thank you.
get the sun. We asked him, how do you smile because you love the Lord? Amen. Amen. Tom, I appreciate your blessing this morning. Thank God for you. Enjoyed it so much. It's good to be back here. I've been here a long time with Brother Dan with various other groups, and just good to be back with you all. And we're here to do nothing but tell you about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're here to do nothing but praise Him. This ain't our time, this is God's time. So if you got a need this morning, you come. If you've got a testimony, share it. Whatever you feel like the Lord's doing, you just do that. I want everyone to come up and sing a song that just simply says a question that is just so, it says, what would I do without Jesus?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
not my brother. Many people think we are. We comb our hair alike, and most time ever we got to say, we're brothers. And, you know, but she's been accused of being our mother, so I like that. But I don't need, let me ask you something. How many feels like you're getting to be over the hill? How is being honest? Now, I know I have. And so many times, me and my daughter went, we kind of went on a little short hike yesterday, and she kind of reminded me, Daddy, get me over the hill, and I know that. But I'm thankful for one hill that I'll never be over. Uh-huh. What do you do for me? What do you do?
And
the message of this song. Some say it's an Easter song. Well, should every day not be Easter?
Yeah. Yeah.
We
Amen.
Serve a risen Savior.
Yeah.
You know, He is in the world today.
Amen.
And that's what the song talks about. It's about Easter morning. And if you know it, sing along.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Journey, and we finally reach the shores of heaven.
there's peace, there's love and tranquility, and praise and worship for all eternity.
Amen.
And that's what this old spiritual says. I know what lies ahead.
Turn it around.
opportunity to sing this song. This is probably our last song. I need your prayers. I have been battling with a hurting arm for months and months. I went to the doctor finally, and I've got some discs that have deteriorated and have kind of let go. So they're talking to me about surgery, and they must go through my neck or something, but just pray about that. And but I'm one of these that I had any therapy, so it scared me to death, to be honest. I was being honest with you. It also makes me worry about a lot of things, my family, and things that I shouldn't do that. I know I just need to turn to God, and I know that. I'm like Brother Tom. You know, you get up and you watch TV sometimes, or the news, you turn on the news, and it's just like, I just don't even like to watch it anymore. Because it's like we said, we don't know what to believe and what not to believe. And what we need to realize, the truth is in these doors. It's here. It's in that book. So we need to trust in Him more than ever. Yeah. Not in our lives.
Amen.
More than ever. And we need to know the people that are sitting right beside us, that work beside us, that go to school with us, that are around us every day, that are hurting. That are hurting. Whether it be in our family, on our jobs, they're hurting. And so many times in my life, so many times I just pass them right on by. Pass them right on by. God left us here to share His word with others.
Amen.
And for those that are hurting, to tell them that He loves them. I don't know what your situation is this morning. I do know this, so if you're battling with anything, sometimes it's just time to wave a white flag and surrender and say, I can't do this anymore. Can't. And lay in His seat. We had a good time this morning.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something. If you don't come to Sunday school, just get up a little early. Come on. It's really good.
Amen.
It's really, really good. This morning, if you've got a need, you come. I feel like doing this now. I didn't get with the band, but I know He'll pray with you. We'll pray with you. Whatever the need is this morning. Maybe you just need to come and pray for those in your family. Somebody's got lost love in your family. Yeah. Keep praying. Lay in His seat. Lay in His seat.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
This morning, you've got a need. You come. It's as simple as that. Can we thank you? If we all could say this, thanks.
Little brother, kids. That's who it's about. We know that. So glad you're here this morning. So glad. And I hope that you leave here so blessed. If you listen to the words of these songs, you're leaving here blessed. If you're giving yourself to it and give yourself to the Lord, you're leaving here blessed. We want every one of you now to just get in your cars and come right on up to Rotary Park. If you don't know, you go up Broadway into the parking lot, and we're in the main big pavilion just as you go in the gate. Real easy to get to. Just a few steps from your car and you're there. Okay? We want you to go and sit and eat and talk and have a good time. And the kids can play on the playground while you're talking. And if they get lost, thank the Lord for it. Right, Isaiah? Okay, God bless you. And if you are visiting, again, I'll say, please come back. And if you don't have a place where you worship weekly, please come and worship with us. We would love for you to, okay? We'll bow our heads. By the way, if you'd like to tell them how much you appreciate them, you can come on out to the vestibule area and let them know, or let them go back there. You all go back there. Yeah. And you can, everybody, you all go out there and they'll come by you. Let them know how much you appreciate their ministry. A faithful ministry is really valuable to this culture we're living in today. We need something solid. And this is a solid group, I promise you. It is a solid group. Let them know how much you appreciate them. And don't come back tonight. We won't be here, but you stay with your family. We have times like this where you can spend time with your family and have a good time, okay? Let's bow our heads and we'll be dismissed with a word of prayer. John, would you do that, please?
Our most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this time that you've given us in this group, Lord, that you've sent our way now. Bless us, Lord, as we go out into the world, witness unto others, and just help us more, Lord, to do your will as we see the day approaching, Lord. Go with us now, and we'll give you all the praise and honor and the glory for everything that's done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Let our visitors know how much you appreciate them being here.
I'm going to. Thank you.